Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We're Grant and Danny, brought to you today and every day by the law firm Condori and Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with our buddies and their team today at kmlawyers.com. They will take care of you. That's kmlawyers.com. Went to Lake Braddock High, George Mason University. They're local guys, and they're fans of the show, and they will look out for you. Let's go to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Let's talk to our pal Logan Paulson on Grant and Danny. Nobody smarter in town breaking down the X's and the O's than Logan. It's been too long, brother. How are you?
Yeah, I was about to say, man, it's been a minute since I've been on here, so it's really nice to catch up. Thank you for being patient with me, and it's always a pleasure being on the show.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, no worries, dude. No, you're busy, and you got a lot going on. I wanted to talk mini camp with you and some of the guys that stood out, but before we even get to that, what would you say to people who talk about mini camp not being important? You know, what's your take on, we had the big dialogue, whether it was, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, Laramie Tunsil, whoever skipping, and we got everything from people calling in saying this is the least important thing ever to there's a lot going on that's significant. Like, you were in the league, you were at everything. What do you make of that?
Yeah, so I think it depends on who you are. Like, for Logan Paulson, between 2010 and 2019, a guy who's fighting for that 53rd roster spot, you know, minicamp is the thing, man. I told people all the time I used to practice, and every single OTA, minicamp, helmets, shoulder pads, whatever we were wearing, like, it was a game. I'd go full speed in a walkthrough. Like, that was just the expectation, and that's what I knew I had to do in order to kind of show that I was bought in enough to make the team. And, you know, my standard and the standard for that 53rd guy is not the same standard for Trent Williams, as an example. You know, I think in 2015, he didn't come to OTAs. I think he came to mandatory minicamp, but he didn't come to OTAs. And, like, Trent came in and looked like Trent and was still the best left tackle in football without OTA, with or without OTAs. So I think it depends on where you're at in the roster. It depends on what the coaches have to see from you. I think I've been a part of teams where guys have thought they were Trent Williams, and they weren't, and they ended up getting cut during training camp. And I've been places where guys, you know, who are Trent Williams come and get a lot of work out. Like, I think, you know, Zach was at OTAs, Bobby Wagner's at OTAs, two guys that are going to be in contention for the Hall of Fame. So whatever your process is to get you ready for week one and the coaching staff is willing to work with you in terms of flexibility and your availability, do what you think is best, but understand that not all players in the NFL are created equal.
Logan, what did you see at minicamp, just from this offense and just, you know, maybe new wrinkles, new ideas, new designs, new things, new toys for Jaden Daniels, his evolution? Just give me a 30,000 foot view of the offense.
Yeah, you know, the offense is always fun to watch when Jaden Daniels at the helm. It was so funny getting back to watch OTAs and obviously minicamp and just remembering how good he is at football, like how sharp the ball comes out of his hand, how decisive he is with his reads, how quick he is with his progressions. For such a young football player, I'm just always impressed with that. You know, obviously seeing Debo out there was nice, kind of just general utilization package, some work from the slot, some reverse stuff, you know, just kind of, I really think they haven't made any decisions about how they're best going to utilize him, but I think they're kind of exploring what they think that package with Debo could be and what it could look like and how it could help the offense. So, you know, I think the tight end room is always interesting. You know, Zach Ertz, like I mentioned, man, for a guy who's 34 years old and, you know, going to put a yellow jacket on here potentially, like for him to be out there looking as good and as sharp as he did in OTAs and minicamp is always impressive and always a testament to his work ethic. So I think there's a lot of positive things. You know, minicamp OTAs are always, to me, a little bit of experimental. I think they're really important for the guys that a lot of fans don't know about, you know, the fifth tight end, the third running back, the sixth wide receiver, whatever that is. And so those guys are guys that tend to watch during this phase. But from an offensive standpoint, when you got a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, it's always going to look pretty sharp.
Logan Paulson on Grant and Danny. What jump could Jaden Daniels make, and do you expect Jaden Daniels to make this year, year one to year two? I remember one of your coaches who meant a lot to your career, Mike Shanahan, once told me, the year one to year two growth of a quarterback is the most important of any developmental phase they're ever going to have.
Yeah, and I would agree with Mike. You know, he's done it for a long time, or did it for a long time, and has coached some of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, like John Elway, for example. So I would defer to him on that. But, yeah, I think so. I think one of the things about Jaden is he was so good last year. In my opinion, there's not a lot of space for him to improve. And so because he's done such a good job and been such a good pro in year one, like the areas that I immediately go to is like, can this – and it's really an offensive kind of identity thing, which I think could be affected by the new additions of Laremy Tunsil and Josh Connerly and moving Coleman to guard, like increasing the efficiency of that offensive line. But kind of can the intermediate passing attack, kind of that 12 to 18-yard range of the field, like open up a little for this offense? You know, they were 24th last year in explosive – offensive big plays, third in plays over 50 yards. So there was this kind of like, we're not super explosive until we're crazy explosive. And so finding a level of consistency in that kind of middle of the field, mid-range target, kind of getting some explosive plays off of those easier, higher completion percentage opportunities, I think is going to be extremely important. So that's kind of an area I'd look at for him. And so what does that entail? That, you know, he's getting a little bit more comfortable in the pocket, getting a little bit more patient, throwing to space at a higher level. And not that he did any of those things poorly last year, but we're talking like going from a B-plus to an A-minus, right? The margins of improvement are so small for a guy that's as talented as Jaden Daniels. But in terms of the offense, in terms of areas that he can get better, though that area specifically is something that I think is extremely critical and I'd like to see him improve on. And we'll see how that looks in training camp.
Logan Paulson with us here on Grant and Danny. What about the running game? Despite having Jaden Daniels and his electric ability with the football in his hands, usually you see what happens to Derrick Henry. Usually what happens to Saquon Barkley, right? Where you have good running threats next to them and they go for, you know, 2,000 yards or more. Wasn't the case last year with this running game. What did you see from it last year and how do you think it improves this year? Thinking about the running back version of the running game, not the Daniels part.
Sure. You know, even with running back runs, I think they were 10th in the NFL, maybe 8th. I don't remember exactly, but in that kind of top 10 range, so it wasn't bad. I think people were expecting, you know, a little bit more efficiency from that department. And I think comparing them to, say, comparing this running game to what they did in Philly and what they did in Baltimore with Derrick Henry is a little bit unfair. Like those runs that they deployed with that group were not predicated off quarterback runs necessarily. So obviously Lamar runs the football, but if you look at Derrick Henry's most efficient runs, they're out of like 22 personnel running like power, counter, trap, kind of this more traditional from the dot downhill runs. Saquon Barkley, same thing. It's not like you saw a lot of zone read or RPO from Jalen Hurts last year. Did they do it? Yeah, but was it a huge characteristic of their offense? No. So that being said, one of the things I think about this offense is when you deploy the quarterback running game the way the Commanders deployed the quarterback running game, you're going to see a little bit less efficiency from the running backs because they're going to be running into what I would characterize as less efficient looks, right? You're relying on the quarterback's ability to run to block an unblocked player in the defense. You're relying on the quarterback's ability to make a decision on an RPO defender to block that guy. If you misread it or if it's a bad look or if it's a weird look on the RPO, you got to hand it off and there's going to be an unblocked dude in the hole. So I think understanding kind of, yes, the quarterback run game elevated the floor of this offense tremendously. I think it's also important to understand that it's going to hurt the running back on those runs because you're not going to always maximize those looks. So that's kind of what I would point to and say, you know, this year with the improvement of the offensive line, I expect that group to be significantly better. I think they'll be able to run more of those kind of traditional everybody's blocked up type runs. I think that was a big part of their offense last year that was very successful. So that's something I'm going to keep an eye on and see if that matures and develops. And also, I think as Jaden Daniels gets more comfortable in the offense, he's going to make more efficient decisions, which is crazy to say because he was so good at that last year. But I think all those things kind of factor into my belief that they're going to be much better on the football in 2025.
Logan Paulson on Grant and Danny. So let's talk O-line for a second. Specifically, I'm looking for thoughts on what you saw from Josh Connerly in a limited sample, and then also the move of Brandon Coleman, Dan Quinn saying to left guard officially. Like, what you think his game translate to looking like there?
Yeah, so I guess I'll start with Josh Connerly. He's a guy that, I mean, his athleticism just pops. Like, you know, they're not doing a ton of teamwork. I think, you know, in the couple days I was there for minicamp, I think they had two team periods, which he's in on. I think you see a guy that can just move so well in space. You know, you see the athletic profile, you see the bend, you see the length. I think you see also a guy who's a young football player. You know, he's only 21 years old, so you see some kind of baby deer moments, like I'm a little tight on my set, I'm a little wide on my set, but anybody who's been around football for a long period of time knows that young offensive linemen, to me, from college to the NFL is a significantly bigger jump than, you know, high school to college, for example. Like, it just gets way more technical, guys are stronger, faster, and so kind of honing in on some of those skills are things that he's going to have to work on, you know, heading through training camp and probably through the first half of the year. But he's a guy that, man, I'm tremendously excited about, because like when you look at guys that could be a starting right tackle in last year's draft, like he was one of four guys that fell into that bucket. So I feel really fortunate that the Commanders were able to grab him when they did. Now, you know, Brandon Coleman moving to guard, left guard specifically, like when he came out, which was 2 years ago now, I had him evaluated as a guard, you know, and I think I will give Adam Peters a lot of credit in terms of looking at his length, 35-inch arms, his athleticism, he ran a 4.9 40. I think he had over a 34-inch vertical, if I'm not mistaken, which is a great metric for offensive linemen, specifically at tackle. So I love that they were able to work him in at tackle last year and kind of prove some, you know, provide some position flexibility. But when I watched him, just from like a bend movement standpoint, I always thought he would be a good tackle, but I think he could be a great guard, much like Sam Cosmi, right? I think he kind of fell in that same bucket. Like, I think Sam Cosmi could have survived a tackle, but now you've got a guy who's borderline Pro Bowl player. I think Brandon Coleman, because of the athletic profile, because of the length, falls in that guy that could be a special guard. You've got to figure some stuff out. It's a new position, new techniques, or changes, shifts in techniques, let's say that. But I'm really excited for both those guys because I think the offensive line just got so much more athletic. And I think, you know, guys like Allegretti and Wiley being in those swing backup roles, again, just makes this group so much more dynamic.
Look, your receiver position. You know McLaurin pretty much on one side. After that, Deebo Samuel, I think, is going to line up in 77,000 different places, which I'm excited about. I love that. Like, I literally can't wait for that. I'm so excited to see how it gets deployed. But your second receiver, and I put that in kind of quotation marks, because, you know, because there's other options in the pass game, be it Ertz, be it Sinnott, be it Ekeler out of the backfield, Brian Robinson, Deebo Samuel, et cetera. But that receiver position opposite Terry McLaurin, how do you see it with Jalen Lane, with Gallup, with McCaffrey in year two? Like, how does that position shake out to you?
Well, really, the guy that stuck out to me probably most demonstratively was Brown, man. He looked outstanding, I thought, through OTAs and obviously the first day of minicamp. Obviously, there's the injury and we don't know his status, but he's a guy that to me started having shades of kind of a true number two kind of playmaking weapon in terms of his body type and stuff. So now, obviously, I don't know anything about the injury. Wish him speedy recovery, whether it's long, short, whatever that looks like. But another guy that had a great OTA period and minicamp period, I thought, was Luke McCaffrey. Like, it was really impressive to watch him kind of develop that receiver nuance. Like, he's a good athlete for a guy of his size. Runs fast, got great change in direction metrics, great decelerator. But it doesn't always show up when he runs route because I think he lacks some of the artistry, like the ability to accent certain routes and certain things that he does in terms of stems, indicators, what he does at the top of the route. And I think in this minicamp and OTA period, you saw him starting to do that. Now, it's not as good as, you know, Terry McLaurin, for example, or Deebo Samuel, but I think a guy that's developing that skill set is always a valuable asset to the roster. So love that. And then Gallup, I think there's times where you see the guy that he was a couple years ago, but I also felt there were times where he was kind of getting his legs back under him. You know, he didn't participate in minicamp. I think he was dealing with a hamstring injury, if I'm not mistaken. But in OTAs, like, he can move, he catches the ball well, he tracks the football well. But I think, you know, take a year off football, you got to get kind of reconditioned to the game. So I do think it's an interesting conversation outside of Terry and Debo, like what that role looks like, especially with Brown's injury kind of calling the position into question. But I do think if you're a fan of the Commanders, an improved Luke McCaffrey is something to be excited about.
Logan, where are you on Ben Sinnott? He was drafted just outside of the top 50, and he was almost irrelevant last season. Ertz stays healthy. That's a good thing, right? I mean, he's on the field making plays. I feel like if he wasn't healthy, then Sinnott might be able to show what he's got. But how do they get both at the same time on the field and helping?
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see how they do that, because I think, you know, it's not only that he's negotiating with Zach Ertz, he's negotiating John Bates, too. And John Bates is, you know, one of the best blocking tight ends in the NFL, who's not too bad catching the football. So you have, again, a guy who's going to be borderline Hall of Famer in Zach Ertz, one of the best blocking tight ends in football. It's a tough room to kind of crack, especially because of what I would, from my observation, the professionalism of that room. Like, you can tell those guys study and they prepare, and they are true pros. So I think what I would like to see is, like, obviously Ben is a physical freak. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's fast, he's strong, he's not afraid of contact. It's just, can you add a little bit of detail to the work? Like, when I'm watching film sometimes from last year, I'm kind of like, is this where you're supposed to be? Is this the spacing? Is this the depth of this route? Is this where your hat's supposed to be on this block? And that's very common for young football players, but I'd like to see that become a little bit more consistent, obviously. And again, like, I think in OTAs and minicamp, he started showing signs of that. You see the athlete, you see him able, and in some red zone periods during minicamp, to kind of get open, create some separation. That's always really exciting. But can he continue to stack days, continue to be a pro, continue to develop the process, and continue to learn from those guys that are ahead of him? And I think if he can, like, getting them on the field will be a will be something that'll be tough to deal with, because it's like, who are you going to take off? You take receivers off, you take running backs off. But I think it's a good problem to have a guy of his athletic profile that can contribute at a high level to this offense.
Logan, you mentioned a few guys. You've just gone through people that that stood out to you. Give me some other names, just to general, offense, defense, anywhere that you kind of said, okay, and you kind of made a note to yourself, that guy looked pretty special, or better than you thought, or, you know, kind of stood out to you in any way.
Sure. Obviously, I'm offensive biased, so all my guys at the start were offensive players, which is my bad. Sorry, defense.
Don't you dare apologize to us, Logan Paulson.
Yeah. Daron Payne, I thought, had an excellent – he looked in excellent shape. And I know Coach gave him a shout-out during his presser a couple weeks ago. But there was a play that I remember definitively where he, like – it was a fake run to the defensive right. He ran it down. It was a boot. He ran the quarterback down. The quarterback threw the ball. Then he pursued the football, you know, 15 or 20 yards down the field. And I'm like, man, that guy looks like that freaky first-round player that – you know, we saw a couple of years ago, and then he's been, but, you know, we just don't always see that level of conditioning from those interior players. So that was really cool. I mean, Kinlaw looks like an absolute freak. I mean, I don't think I only saw him do warm-ups like on the second day of OTAs, but holy cow, man, if you're going to central casting for, like, freaky football player body type, like, it's definitely him. Trey Amos, I thought, had an excellent OTA period, like, in terms of getting hands on guys, playing the football. Like, the ball skills, which were touted so heavily during the draft process, were fully on display. Love to see that. Some of the young linebackers, which I'm not saying any of these guys are going to make the team, but, like, Hamilton, Medrano, McGee, like, that group is a fun group to watch because they're young, they're fast, they're long, and it's an interesting dynamic to think about them kind of developing over the course of the season. But yeah, those were some really interesting guys. Obviously, Mike Sanderstol is a pro's pro and moving all around the formation. Another guy was Harris, Will Harris, I think is his name, from
the safety
New Orleans.
From the Saints, yeah.
Yeah, he did a great job of, like, hey, I'm the nickel this play, I'm a safety this play, or I'm, you know, in the safety look, but I'm going to rotate to the post. And just the flexibility that he gave from a defensive perspective, I was incredibly impressed with. So a lot of guys on the defense side of the football, but again, it's so early to kind of make any declarative games, statements about them, but I thought there was a lot of dudes that were very impressive.
Last one for me, you mentioned Kinlaw, who's massive. Eddie Goldman's a huge guy as well. Am I onto something when I say they go get those guys as beef, basically, and then Newton and Payne can get up the field a little bit, maybe, but the idea would be that they got to stop the run better? Because, like, Kinlaw's never rushed the quarterback well. Goldman, it's been many, many years. It seems to me like size and maybe run stuffing was a priority. Is that a thing?
I think that's for sure a thing. And I think it'll be interesting to see what they do with Kinlaw, because I think when you watch his highlights and when you watch his explosive plays, man, he's disruptive. When he gets a good bull rush going, man, I don't know how many guards in the NFL can stop that. So I think about harnessing that, putting a package out there with him, Deron, Drazon, you know, I think that could be pretty devastating. But I do think, obviously, in terms of the interior players, I think finding up someone who can play that true nose in Goldman is extremely important, because then it frees up Deron to play that three technique. And that three technique can be so disruptive in this defense. And he's that guy. And we've seen him at points when John wasn't healthy or not here or unavailable, like how disruptive he can be playing that three. So that's something I'm really excited about. And again, Goldman's addition elevates Payne here. And so, but I think to your main point, that the addition of like Dietrich Wise, the re-signing of Holmes, like these bigger defensive ends also kind of shows, hey, we need to be better here on first down. And how do we do that? We get a little bit bigger, but I think maybe more nuanced than that is you get guys who are good at stopping the run. Like Dietrich Wise is excellent at that, right? Goldman is excellent at that. And I think Deron over the course of his career has been very good at that, right? So getting guys who are going to do what they're supposed to do, funnel the football back to Bobby, take good angles, set good edges, set those second level defenders up to make good tackles, be better on first down. So you get second and longs, you get third and longs. We can bring those exotic blitz packages. We can play more man-to-man coverage on the perimeter. I think that's exactly what they're looking for. And again, it all stems from kind of getting the right types of bodies in the roles to maximize your efficiency on first down, I would say.
Logan, excellent with us as always. You have earned bone broth, mung beans, kale, and one full carrot. Well done, buddy. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh, man. Yeah. It's a party tonight, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Hey, carrot, Logan.
Full carrot.
Let's go.
That's very rare. That's never been doled out before.
Go
one
crazy
carrot
at the Paulson house. See you, buddy.
All right, boys. Thank you.
See you,
be good. There's Logan Paulson. You see why we love having him on. We always get smarter. Grant and Danny with you on The Fan. 10 players in the NFL with the most approved. We'll get into the list next. Are there any Commanders on it? We'll see.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Double play at 3:45. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. 4 o'clock Beltway Blitz. Next hour, though, I want to get into something that happened to me on Sunday. I want to run it by the fellas in studio here and see if there was more I could have done. As a good American.
This is a hard story. I believe you stumbled on another one of these, the Hey Bud situation.
Right.
Weeks ago. I think this is the next, controversy is the wrong word.
Yes.
But the next divisive, there'll be two distinct sides on this issue.
I still have people coming up to me about the Hey Bud situation.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, yesterday at the Nats game, someone said, "You're so wrong about that." They said the Hey Bud guy was
Hey Bud's the hero,
basically. And I'm like, we do not see eye to eye on this, but thank you for listening. And how are you, sir? But yeah, I've got another one to run by you coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, Danny. So I will get your sage wisdom as my, what would it be? An older friend. You're not, maybe a life mentor?
Mentor? Ish.
You're like, but you got a little Joe Flacco to you. I don't think you want to be a mentor.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm cut out for it also. Like, don't do as I say,
right.
Or don't do as I do, maybe be better. I don't know.
I could follow your
I could be one of those guys that helps, but you don't always have to follow it.
That's right.
There you go.
10 NFL players with the most to prove in 2025. This is from Pro Football Focus. I want to go through some of these names with you, and then I want to set up a way to talk about Washington through this same lens. There are no Commanders on this list, interestingly enough, about the 10 players with the most to prove. This one's really easy. Caleb Williams. That goes without saying, right? Last year, while his numbers ended up being okay, he was a huge disappointment as the number one overall pick, and a head coach and a coordinator got fired. And I think the reason the expectations for him are so high now, one of the most exciting offensive hires as a head coach in years, Ben Johnson comes over, and they've rebuilt the interior of the offensive line in front of him. He's got good weapons on the outside. They're going to be able to run the football. There's really no reason, as a number one pick with all the physical traits, as a former Heisman Trophy winner, that he can't be better than he was last year.
So last year, before the season started, I said, you know, I wasn't aware of their offensive line play. We'll fully admit that I didn't realize it was going to be as bad as it was. But I said this was the perfect setup in terms of personnel. Now that you've removed an offensive mind that shouldn't have been there, a bad coaching situation, replaced it with a great offensive mind, improved the O-line play, similar skill talent around him, now's the time. We've removed the excuses or the reasons for maybe some stunted growth.
Another quarterback on the list here. This is just kind of randomized. Players with the most to prove next football season. Trevor Lawrence, Jacksonville Jaguars. Head coach number 3.
Yeah.
For Trevor Lawrence.
Not ideal, I would say.
Urban Meyer in year one was a fiasco. I don't blame him for what happened. He led the league in picks. Year 2 through 4 for him was Doug Peterson. I'm not a huge Doug Peterson fan. I know he won a Super Bowl with the Eagles, with Nick Foles getting hot in the postseason. I think he's a little bit overrated, honestly. Remember, the Eagles' tenure ended in flames, and then Jacksonville didn't go any better. Last year, Lawrence didn't play the full season. He was hurt, but they were 2-8 in his 10 starts.
Yep.
It's 4 seasons of sample, though. It's 60 games now. So what is the equivalent of, you know, 3-plus years, 3.5 seasons, basically, of football to see what this guy is? And so far, it looks like he's closer to being very average and mediocre than a super impactful top 10 quarterback in the league. You get one more shot. Here's the good news for him. Not unlike Caleb Williams with Ben Johnson coming over. Behind door number 3 is Liam Cohen, the offensive coordinator who allowed Baker Mayfield last year to throw for 4,500 yards and 40 touchdowns. He is a rising star, McVay coaching tree, L.A. to Tampa Bay, now to Jacksonville. And I think all the reports are that he and Trevor Lawrence really enjoying the melding of the relationship they have. But it's now or never for Trevor Lawrence. At the end of this year, we're going to know. This guy's going to be a 30-touchdown, 10-pick franchise quarterback every year, or there's a question as to whether or not you can really win big with him.
Yeah, you got Brian Thomas. Add Travis Hunter to the mix, whatever he's going to give you on offense. A really good offensive mind. This is the point I kept making with Lawrence. The pedigree is as good as anybody's we've seen over the last couple of decades. It's like Andrew Luck, maybe a couple other guys in there above him, but he was basically an NFL first-round pick as of his freshman year at Clemson, when he's playing in the national championship game or close to it. Just counting down the time until he goes 1-1. He's had one good season in 4. I understand all the reasons why, but I keep saying the same thing. He's had one good season in 4. When do we get our consistent good play?
Also, to your point on the quality of prospect he was, I don't think there was ever a single weakness. There was nothing anyone could point to, size or accuracy or arm strength or poise.
Mobility. He did everything.
Super mobile, athletic. He could run a little bit. Like, even the intangible stuff was supposedly off the charts. So how did we get here then? As you said, to be 4 years in and to have three seasons you want back, it's going the wrong way. All right, let's navigate away from quarterback then. Players with the most to prove in the NFL next year, PFF's list. Running back Ramondre Stevenson. Ramondre Stevenson, who's been with the New England Patriots last year, sub 4 yards per carry, basically lost his starting job as the year went on to Antonio Gibson, went for 800 yards. I don't have a whole lot to say about him because the running back position is just not that interesting to me. I will say, though, he's going to be less involved, I think. They drafted Travion Henderson out of Ohio State. Gibson is a pass catcher. I don't know. I mean, does he have something to prove, or do we kind of know that he's just an okay back who's going to be getting fewer touches now?
Yeah, he's proven it to me. I mean, maybe that means he does have something to prove. He could change people like me and my mind. But this is a plodding, downhill thumper who had a couple of nice seasons. But this is the typical shelf life to me of the starting running back or the fantasy draft pick, where he's the cautionary tale why you don't extend guys, you don't give running backs contracts. Now, for every one of those, there's a Derrick Henry who's on his third deal and a Saquon Barkley, etc.
There's also a big difference between those guys who are top of the board picks and Ramondre Stevenson, who was kind of a jag.
Right, and he played well for a couple years.
Right.
That's the story to me.
I think that's why he's listed. PFF grades in years one and two, 81.1, 81.3, and then they graded him 69 this past season. So a massive fall off. 35th of 59 qualifying running backs, and their point is he lost 7 fumbles. By the way, 7 fumbles.
That's a lot.
That's crazy. So they're, I guess, debating is he a starter or not. I'm just saying you got Travion Henderson. He's not the starter there by the time that the season is hot and heavy. I mean, if Henderson doesn't overtake him, I would be surprised. Here's another one that I'm over. Big year for, lot to prove for, tight end Kyle Pitts, Atlanta Falcons. I think Kyle Pitts is a bust. He had a 1,000-yard rookie season. I don't really know how, watching him these days, but getting to watch a lot of the Falcons last year, sub-50 catches, barely over 600 yards in 17 games. He drops passes. He's on team can't get right.
Yep.
And he's the guy that's like the ball goes off his hands for an interception. He's only 24. He's the youngest dude entering the fifth year of his career of all time. He's going to be 25 before the start of the season, or I guess at the start of the season in the fall. But I just think he's not that good. I mean, he is a fine little extra piece as a route running tight end, but he's not going to block that well. He's not a great route runner, and he's not overly reliable as a receiver. So I'd want him in my tight end room, I guess, for no money. But he's not someone. He was taken in the top 10 to be the next great tight end in the league. It's just not happening.
He's the cautionary tale for me. Where you watch him in the t-shirt and shorts Olympics and you go, oh my God. Like the measurable traits are astounding. He's 6'6", 250 pounds, and he flies. And you already said it, can't get right. I will tell you that I bet he scores 5 touchdowns this year. Here's why. Year one, 1. Year two, 2. Year three, 3. Year four, 4 touchdowns. This year, maybe 5.
It's not happening.
You don't think he gets there? He's got a pretty good trend line going.
I think the Falcons are just about done with him. 50 catches is the average the last 2 years for about 630 yards.
Yeah.
So that's not terrible. I'm not sitting here acting like...
But for a first-round pick, it's supposed to change the world.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be...
Like Brock Bowers is what he was supposed to be.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the next great receiving tight end in the league, and he's not. He also doesn't help you that much as a blocker. He's really what he was supposed to be is kind of a Jordan Reed type figure.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan Reed in his prime before all the injuries, Kyle Pitts can't hold his jock, in my opinion. Somebody with a lot to prove, according to PFF, at wide receiver. Brandon Ayuk, San Francisco 49ers. I like this one. Remember, he got paid before last year. They chose him over Deebo Samuel. He only played in 7 games and suffered an injury. But with the conversation about Brock Purdy being, hey, can you be as good without all the help around you? And I think that's a fair dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
We got to say the same thing about Brandon Ayuk, right? I mean,
yeah.
You don't have Deebo anymore. Kittle still very good at tight end, is the other weapon in the passing game. McCaffrey comes and goes with his health, but are you a wide receiver one? They paid you like you are. You made the case all offseason when you wanted out like you are. It's time to show that when he gets back on the field. Last time we saw him, 1,300 yards in 2023 in a full year before last season where his numbers were way down before he missed a bunch of time.
Yeah, the 22 and 23 seasons, averaging 1,200 yards, 7.5 touchdowns. That's pretty damn good. I don't care what offense you're in. That's pretty impressive. And when you look at how San Francisco was humming at that point, last year was disappointing all around because you already said it. He was on 700 or 800 yard pace before he was injured, right? Was not the same player for whatever reason. Maybe something was nagging. I don't know, but it hadn't gone well. So that's a great candidate because he got paid like a superstar. Now's the time to behave as such.
PFF didn't put any Commanders on the list of the players in the league with the most approved this coming season. We'll both pick one when we return next. Plus, we'll sneak in a double play on Grant and Danny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We just ripped through a bunch of the names on PFF's list of NFL players with the most approved. They didn't list any Commanders. Danny, who's your commander with the most approved?
Marshawn Lattimore. It's been a long time since you were really, really good. You were. There was a time where Marshawn Lattimore was excellent. That has not been the case in three seasons. Injuries, excuses, reasons, whatever you want to call it. Whatever the headwinds are, they existed, that's fine. The fact is, are we sure? Are we sure that was a good trade? Are we sure that he's the baller that the organization seems to think he is when they didn't kind of go out and sign one of the marquee free agents at the cornerback spot that they could have? That's a big one.
He's the best answer because he makes so much money and because they've invested so much. They gave up the picks. Then they essentially traded for him and signed him, if you really think about it, because they had a get-out-of-jail-free card this offseason they didn't use. So you traded the picks for last offseason. the opportunity then to reassess. And they did, and they said, we're sticking with him. So it's almost like they've bet on him twice. They were cash out, bro. They got the offer where you could lose a little bit in the way of picks, but you still get a payment. And they go, no, we're hanging around for the best of Marshawn Lattimore. You better be right. I'm going to go with Ben Sinnott. I asked Logan Paulson about Sinnott earlier this hour. I really liked him coming out of school, and I'm not giving up on him yet at Kansas State. I just think he looks to me like what an NFL tight end who can make plays after the catch and break tackles and make big plays looks like. He's hard to tackle. He is shifty. He's elusive in the open field. He can run with some power. He's not like a big, tall dude who just falls over Jason Witten style, who's a huge catch radius. 6'4", 247, only 23. Last year did not do anything for his stock, but I think Ben Sinnott's got a lot left in the tank, and we are basically Ertz being unavailable for a month from finding out.
Yep.
You know, if he got a 3 or 4 game sample, my guess is he'd go out there and he'd catch 4, 5, 6 balls in those games and go for 40 to 60 yards, and he could put up some Ertzian type numbers. I really believe that. Now, is he as good as Zach Ertz? No. Zach Ertz will probably ultimately make the Hall of Fame. He's just smarter. He's just been around forever. He knows how to set up in zones and throttle it down and find little areas of the defense. I have no doubt that Zach Ertz is more helpful to a young quarterback like Jaden Daniels. I just think Sinnott physically and athletically can do some things that Ertz can't. And I'm not suggesting to like take playing time from Ertz. But if the opportunity presents itself, I think he'll respond.
Yeah, they're it's different things. It's like having, I'm trying to think of a good comp, like having a power forward that's a screener, not terribly athletic jumper, whatever, but he's going to do the little things, rebound well, box out, set screens, etc. Or having a 6'9 guy that can touch the top of the backboard. They're different players, right? It doesn't mean neither's effective. It's just sort of different skill sets at this stage. So you didn't see much of Sinnott just because there wasn't a lot of need for it. Ertz was healthy. He had not been healthy in a long time. And sorry, he played great. So you sort of keep rolling with that. But I'm not counting on that this year. So that's a good one. I think Sinnott's going to have a chance.
And how good was Zach Ertz down the stretch? In the NFC Championship game, he caught 11 balls.
He was incredible.
He was the best thing they had going against Philly in his old stomping grounds against the Eagles. But I think people do forget how many huge games he had in the second half of the season when we thought he'd be wearing down physically. The Atlanta overtime game, he caught 2 touchdowns, went 6 for 72. He had the 5-catch, 50-yard game against Dallas in the come-from-behind win, had a huge touchdown in that game in Week 18. Had a couple of 6-catch games in the division earlier in the year against the Eagles and the Cowboys. Had a 7-catch, 77-yard game when Jaden Daniels threw for his season high in yards in the Hail Mary win against the Bears. Zach Ertz, as the year went on, got better and better and better. Got to keep him on the field. All right, it is time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers, now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today.
Season 3 of Squid Game comes out at the end of this month. And it occurred to me that I'm annoyed about that. Now, when it's here in a couple of weeks, I'll be excited because I'll get to watch it and to get the conclusion, etc. I've decided I'm not quite Team Paulson on this one, but I'm closer to your side than maybe I should be.
Okay.
When you've got content and you're just going to wait 6, 7, 8, 9, however many months, I'm pretty sure it's already in the can. It's already been shot. They've already got it. You can't turn out a season 3 that much quick or that quickly after season 2 completed without having pretty much all of it done. I think I'm annoyed about that. Like, I think it's a little bit too long to wait. Now, I understand if everybody leaves and goes and does different projects and you got to bring the band back together and it takes a while to harness everybody's schedules and blah, blah, blah. But it seems like it's such a quick turnaround that all you did was kind of make me wait for no great reason. I wish it came out last month. Maybe the month before. That's kind of where I'm at on that. I know they wanted to go up against nothing. They wanted it to be like the summer phenomenon. And it's their right to put it out whenever they want. But I'm annoyed about that. That's what I got for you.
Netflix has some bangers out right now. They must have had a bunch of new movies drop because I was scrolling yesterday and I noticed there's a bunch that I haven't seen in a while that I want to watch. Sicario's got a couple of the best action scenes of any movie in a long, long time. I'm going to check that out.
Have you ever seen Sicario?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's so good. But that's what I'm saying. These are like classic, great, older movies that I haven't seen in a while that I loved. The Town which is, I think, one of the most underrated movies ever.
It's so slept on.
Probably in my top 10, to be honest with you. Big, big fan of The Town. Just watch that. But if you're into, like, cheesy action movies, there's a lot of those that dropped. Den of Thieves and Den of Thieves 2 with Gerard Butler. You definitely didn't see Den of Thieves 2 in theater like I did a couple months ago.
No, I did not.
I think you'd enjoy that. But it was one of those, like, recent, all right, we got some new movies on Netflix, and there's some things for your boy to chew through right now. You will hate Plane, speaking of bad action movies with Gerard Butler.
Oh, here we go.
But that's the number one trending movie on Netflix right now. I saw it in theater. It should have been Liam Neeson. That's what I'll tell you about the movie.
I feel like it was Liam Neeson somehow. You know what I mean?
Basically, it could have been. It's actually kind of great. Again, go in and think this is going to be a terrible film and a lot of fun, and it's an action movie. And Gerard Butler's chopping skulls.
He's throat chopping.
That's what we're doing.
Because didn't they make that with Liam Neeson once where it's like, I'm the air marshal. I'm going to just throat chop everyone.
They did.
And that's the movie.
This is very different, though. This plane goes down, and then they're like in a jungle, and it's a whole ordeal. Oh. They got to survive, and they landed in the wrong place.
Wait, the show Lost?
Kind of.
Okay.
But without
Matthew
Fox. No smoke
monsters and Matthew Fox?
Yeah, exactly. Beltway Blitz is next on Grant and Danny. This is The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.